Individual, please, Carla.
Item number 3, request of David Keefe Davis to address council regarding targeting of cop watchers by Portland police and the city.
All right, my name is David Keefe Davis, Multnomah County Cop Watch. I wanted to point out, this was about the targeting and harassment of cop watchers, and kind of proved my point earlier when Eli Ritchie was gaslighted and harassed by your security staff, Chief Res Security, who run the detention camps in Israel and, you know, did the pipeline and all kinds of other terrorist activities. I think it's maybe Joanne Hardesty might try and get G4S out of the building if you actually believe in accountability and stopping the war on activists. And it's kind of funny because Michael Flynn recently, Trump's little buddy, he referred to citizen journalists as insurgents and digital insurgents, and seems like old Ted Wheeler and Chief Outlaw and the city of Portland kind of view cop watchers in the same light and citizen journalists to try and expose the corruption within the city. And I saw Adrian Nelson was here and swore you in today, Joanne. I don't know if you know her history about how she got a stalking order put on Eli Ritchie. Green-lighted that for Chief Outlaw after he asked her a couple questions. And I know you've said that you trust Chief Outlaw multiple times, and you were instrumental in the hiring process, too. And I just want to say, you know, you remember Jeffrey Dahmer? He didn't set out to kill so many people. He just thought he could drill a hole in someone's skull, pour in some drain cleaner, and make them his personal sex zombie. This is exactly how politicians work. They drill a hole in the voter's skull and pour in some false hope and make them a subservient zombie slave. Misplaced loyalty amongst voters is one of the biggest catastrophic problems in our society. And I think that, you know, Chloe Dale is a perfect example of that. She has been instrumental in signing bills to kill off the homeless, like green-lighting the ODOT sweeping of homeless camps, the removal of it was in a unanimous vote. You voted on that, right? Wasn't a yes vote? And the removal of homeless so-called zombie RVs, which are killing lots of older, disabled, homeless people.
Time's up, Mr. Davis.
So you guys are all serial killers.
Your time is up, Mr. Davis.
And I'm just waiting to see.
Your time is up.
For Joanne Hardesty.
Thank you. Next individual.